So we pick up in the fourth quarter, which turned out to be a wild fourth quarter. Scott City leading 10-0, but the Vikings had a third down and about medium to go for the first down. And they would find the end zone for the first time on Friday night.
Smoky Valley 4 of 10 on third down tonight. A third down and 5 from the 28-yard line, or 27-yard line. This will be a turn left side up the middle. First down and more. 10-5, Cade Blanchett, touchdown Smoky Valley. Just a dive left side or counterplay, and Smoky Valley scores on the first play of the fourth quarter with 11:53 to go. And it's 10-6, Beavers.
The Cade Blanchett 27-yard touchdown run put Smoky Valley on the board at 10-6 with 11:53 to go. The two-point conversion would be good on a quarterback pass from Jake Lucas to Haven Lysel Stewart to cut the deficit for Smoky Valley at 10-8. That was a 4-minute, 47-second drive that went 12 plays, 70 yards. They converted two fourth downs and also two third downs on that scoring drive to get on the board. That started at 4:40 to go in the third quarter. And then on the ensuing kickoff, Scott City would return the ball to their own 28-yard line. They'd be sacked on second down, and on third and 15, the Beavers would cough it up for a second time Friday night.
Scott City tonight, 4 of 8 on third downs, but they have 15 to go. 5 to snap in an empty backfield for King. Takes the snap. Good snap. Plenty of time. Down the middle field. Oh, it's tipped and intercepted at the 36-yard line. Off the hands of Isaac Trango and Jake Lewis with his second pick of the year.
All of a sudden, Smoky Valley had all the momentum and the ball on the Scott City 36-yard line with 10-10 to go in the fourth quarter and needing a touchdown to go up or even a field goal on the drive. But on the first play, Smoky Valley would try to go for the home run ball and take the lead right away, but Scott City would force their second turnover of the night.
I formation tight end right side. Smoky Valley looking to take the lead here, down 10-8. They scored just nearly 2 minutes ago. Back to pass and a pump fake under pressure, throwing it home run, and Serrano's going to get underneath and pick it off as he slides to the turf at the 6-yard line. So that's his first pick of the year with 10:02 to go, and Scott City comes up with a big play.
Scott City would have the interception there. Kevin Serrano had his first pick of the year, and they would set up shop at their own 6-yard line with 10:02 to go and a 10-8 lead, but the Beavers would only get 7 yards on three plays, and they'd have to be forced to punt, and that would give Smoky Valley the ball at their own 36 after a nice 51-yard punt with 8:09 to go in the game. The Vikings would move the ball down the field, and on their eighth play of the drive, it looked like Scott said he was going to force a turnover on downs on fourth down, but unfortunately the penalty bug came into effect that favored the Vikings.
Receiver split both ways on 4th and 9.5. Here's Lucas back to pass, rolls to his right, under pressure, throws it wide, left side of the field, deflected. Oh, there's a flag on the play! A flag on the play, and that's going to be a first down for the Vikings.
It looked like a pretty tough break against Scott City on that pass interference call. I looked at it again a couple times. That was a pretty tough call to make there, but the official had a better eye than we did up top there, so Smoky Valley would have a new set of downs there at the Scott City 23-yard line on 1st and 10, and the Vikings would take the lead on the very next play.
1st and 10 for the Vikings. They're down 2. Up the middle to Stamball. It's going to be left side. Here's the run for Lucas. 10-5. Leans in the pylon. Touchdown. And Smoky Valley with a 14-10 lead with 2:56 to go.
Jake Lucas would find the corner of the end zone, the pylon. He'd just reach in there and give Smoky Valley the lead at 14-10 with 2 minutes and 56 seconds to go. That capped off a 9-play, 64-yard drive in 5 minutes and 13 seconds. He would pass it to Cade Blanchett for the 2-point conversion to give the Vikings a 6-point lead with 2:56 to go at 16-10. So the two drives for Smoky Valley, their scoring drives in the second half, would equate to exactly 10 minutes combined. So Scott City would take over. They would run the kickoff to the 35, but a holding call pushed the ball back to the 18-yard line. So the Beavers would have to go 82 yards for the tie. Starting at 2:56 mark of the fourth quarter, the Beavers would start the drive off in fine fashion.
Man in motion is Stevens on first down. The toss at left side. This is to Jace Thomas. Follows the blockers. Has the first down, 25-30. 35 down the left sideline. He steps out of bounds, they'll say, right at the 35. So gain of 17 and Thomas.
The run that time would be 17 yards to get to the 35-yard line. On the very next play, Scott City would go deep and it looked like it might be the tying touchdown, but oh so close. to the catch.
From the 35, left hash mark, first and 10. Actually, shotgun. King will roll to his right, now under some pressure. Stands up. He will fire it down the field. This is a Carson throw. He makes it. Oh, he dropped it. He dropped the ball at the 30-yard line. He had a step on Cade Blanchett, and it's second down and 10.
It was so close there. Carson Fro had the step on the defender, but a great effort nonetheless trying to make the catch there by the junior there. And that possibly maybe made Scott City feel like that they could go deep on this Smoky Valley defense on this last drive, and they would take another couple shots. We'll get to that here a little later on. But the Beavers would get the ball to midfield. They would have a penalty that would back them up to the 40. They would get the half the yardage on second down. Third down pass was incomplete. Fourth down, Scott City would get the first down to the 40-yard line of Smoky Valley on a pass play that went just exactly 9 yards to Kevin Serrano. The Beavers would get it to the 25 eventually. They would be incomplete on first and 10. And then on second down and 10, late in the ball game, it would be Scott City tying the game up.
27 seconds and no timeouts. They're at the 25 of the Vikings, second and 10. Empty backfield. Ball on the right hash mark. King all by himself takes the snap. Has time. Looking for the home run ball. It's Serrano. Caught! Touchdown! 22 seconds to go. We're tied! No flags! 16-16! Is your score.
What a thrilling there for Kevin Serrano. His first game back since the Cimarron game. He was dealing with an injury that kept him out of the Goodland game and also the Russell game. So he makes the game-tying touchdown there with 22 seconds to go. And that was a great drive for Scott City's offense there. The line did a great job of blocking and pass protection. Scott City looked pretty crisp on that drive to tie it up at 16. There were 22 seconds to go. The extra point was booted in by Brady Welker, 17-16. A 9-play, 82-yard drive for Scott City. They ran their 2-minute offense. It was in 2 minutes and 34 seconds, and they only had to burn one timeout there as well. So that was a big drive for Scott City. And then the ensuing kickoff, Smoky Valley returned it to the 40-yard line. And then on the first play of that drive, late in the ball game, the Beavers would come up big on defense one final time.
So 40-yard line for the Vikings. They'll run three receivers to the right, one to left. Shotgun here for quarterback Jake Lucas. Four-man wrench blitzes on. Plenty of time. Lucas will step up, throw in the pocket deep. He's going to overthrow and pick it off! Pick it off!
Go
that
down.
Time, Scott City Culp will
down.
Run it down. And he earned 35-40, and he'll be tackled right there with 2 seconds to go. Blake Culp intercepts the underthrown pass, and Scott City squeaks by a couple of whiskers, 17-16.
Scott City would get the interception. Blank Culp, his sixth pick of the year, and the Beavers would take a knee and run out the final 2 seconds of the game and win it, squeaking by 17-16, and a thrilling finish over the Smoky Valley Vikings. We'll have your final recap and talk about what's up ahead next in our final segment here on WesternKansasNews.com.